This is a good time to buy a skid steer loader with tracks instead of tires. The used market is loaded up with loaders on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
The uptick in the economy is spurring construction firms, contractors, and landscapers to replace their tracked skid steer loaders. This has put a large number of loaders on the used market, which means it's a perfect opportunity for farmers to upgrade their skid steers at a cheaper price. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says if you're looking for a used, tracked skid steer loader, it's crucial that you spend some time inspecting the condition of the tracks.
The reason why is the cost of replacing tracks versus tires on a skid steer loader is 30% higher for tracked machines than it is for wheeled machines. Typically, new tires on a loader, depending on its size, will cost about $1,000 to maybe $1,200. New tracks will set you back $3,000 to $4,000.
Mowat says be sure you also inspect the undercarriage.
For example, when you change out the tracks, it's strongly advised to replace the sprockets, as the old sprockets have worn to match the wear on the old tracks. A worn sprocket can cause premature wear and damage to new tracks. You can move the sprockets to the opposite side of the undercarriage, but the hardened surface on the sprocket has likely eroded, shortening its life.
As a general rule, figure the total life cycle costs for a wheeled loader at $1 to $2 per hour of use. On tracked machines, it's around $4 per hour. I'm Jody Henke. Pick up Dave Mowitz's Steel Deals reports on RFD TV, every issue of Successful Farming magazine, and also at agriculture.com.